exercise change.
What would be helpful when trying to maintain our motivation to continue with the changes that we're making?
Very often, people, as you rightly say, are very good at the what's known as the action stage of change. And the action stage of change is where everything is focused on the changing the old behaviour for a specific new behaviour. And the problem is that once that drive and that motivation for that new behaviour, you're now on this new cornfield, and it's there and it's all very easy, is that you get complacent. And also, you don't think about anything else anymore. I mean, you've done that. It's like, I'm cured, I'm fixed, I don't need to think about it anymore. Mm. Well, all that will happen is you'll get drift back to old behaviours, because now it's not the centre of your world anymore. It's not the centre of your brain. So you're becoming comfortable with it to the point where you start to allow yourself to be more flexible and allow that habit to degrade slightly, and then it degrades a little bit more. Because you don't think it's a problem anymore. Okay. I'm sorted. I'm going to the gym 4 times a week, and it's not. And my plan was 5, but it's 4. That's okay. And then 4 becomes 3, and 3 becomes mm. 2, and 2 becomes 1.
And I'm sure so many people can relate to that drift off, mm. that drift that mm. we just slowly drift, and before we know it, we're not doing it anymore, and we wonder mm. what's happened. Mm. So, what's the answer?
The answer. Well, there are lots of answers, but and it's unique for each person. But the type of thing that's really important, what is missing, is, let's say you've gone from a couch potato to more active. You are an active person. So you've changed your exercise identity, but you haven't changed anything else. Is that okay? So now what's the bigger picture? Now I'm this exercising person, 6 months in, 3 months in, wherever I am. What else? How do I make this not something that I do, but something that I am?
That's a very nice way of putting it.
So now, rather than I do exercise, now I am someone who has exercise as part of their life, and I increase my social network by that exercise. I start bringing all the other tendrils of my life into that behaviour, so that behaviour becomes part of a much bigger picture.
Okay. So when a behaviour is isolated, there's more chance that it can stop?
Yeah, it's absolute classic with eating, for example. Is that people become obsessed with not eating, which all it does is put pressure on them, because actually their limbic response, their emotional response is, but I love food.
Mm.
So there's a massive tension. And so at any moment, a slip is going to happen, because there's a tension between who the person is and what they're doing.
Right.
They're doing good, but they're not being different. So if we take that food analogy, if someone is now starting to say, well, I am a person for whom, when I cook, I want to take pleasure in cooking vegetables. I want to take pleasure in cooking cakes that are gluten-free. I want to take pleasure in doing things. It's not a diet anymore. It's a lifestyle. Mm. And that's the shift. If you maintain a diet as a diet will always come to an end, or the likelihood is very high it will come to an end. If you're now starting to make a lifestyle difference.
Hmm.
So I am this person, and I exude it in every facet of my life. And simply put, I mean, if you said to somebody, you know, how do you view your exercise? Well, actually, I'm someone who likes to be at the sofa, and I like to watch TV, but I know how important exercise is, so I do it on a daily basis.
Hmm.
They're actually saying, I'm a couch potato who does exercise.
Right.
Whereas if you talk to someone else, well, what do you mean about your exercise? Well, I wake up in the morning and I feel really lively and energetic, and I know that I get that from my exercise, and therefore when I go to work, I'm really energetic at work, and when I'm on the treadmill, I'm really pushing myself and I really enjoy it. So I'd say I'm a sporty person though.
Right. So what are the chances of both of those people sticking with it?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the latter is much higher.
Yeah.
So be what you do.
Yes, be what you do. That's a lovely phrase.